Would you all turn to Psalm 69 in your Bible, please? Another one, another psalm of the... Psalm is telling God how he's feeling about life and how he doesn't like to be chased by the enemy, etc. And I just think it's so neat because, again, the psalmist says, near the end of the psalm, in verse 30, he just makes this statement. I love it. And we need to do it, too. Whenever we find ourselves in a hard situation, we should. These should be the words that come out of our mouth. Psalmist says, I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Hallelujah! In the midst of darkness, in the midst of pain, in the midst of disappointment, what should we do? Let's cry out. The New Living says, then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor him with thanksgiving. Message says, let me shout God's name with a praising song. Let me tell his greatness in a prayer of thanks. I want to praise the name of God with a song. I want to praise its greatness with a song of thanksgiving. And from the New American Standard, I will praise the name of God with song and magnify him with thanksgiving. You know, we can talk about Jesus. We can talk about Father God. That's one thing for us just to tell each other, you know, what we see he's doing, or talk about him, something as we're reading the word lightens up something in our heart and we share that with someone else. And we can thank God for what he's done for us. We can praise him. These are steps, talking about him, thanking him, praising him then about all he is, about his character, his doing, even his work in our lives. But the ultimate is when that talk, that thanks, and that praise leads us into his very presence. And that's what it's all about. Amen. Talk, thank, praise, and then don't stop there. Go into his very presence. And how that must touch his heart when we get so into praise, so into thanksgiving, that it leads our souls and spirits into real worship of him, into communion with him, into feeling his presence, into knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is here with us. Pastor Kev on Wednesday nights, second and fourth Wednesday nights, is talking and teaching us about the Holy Spirit. And Wednesday night he went into in depth how the Spirit is with us. It's really with us. Not out there, not someplace, but the Spirit is with us. And his purpose is to show us Jesus and lead us into his presence. We need to love him with our whole heart and our whole soul. Let love for him well up on our hearts till it simply overflows and baptizes us in his love. Do you want to be baptized in his love this morning? Then we're going to sing about Jesus. We can talk to each other about Jesus. Is there anything that thanks him today? Okay, sure. Every one of them. Every song we're going to sing leads us into thanksgiving. We know we'll be praising him. Don't stop there. When you start praising him this morning as we enter into the worship service, let it lead you into his presence. Block out everything else and just center on him, his amazing, amazing, magnificent love for you. Amen. And return that love to him. Amen. As you're singing. Amen. Let's stand. Amen. And we're going to just say all these. It's one verse, but it's out of several translations. Let's just run through them all. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Then I will praise God's name with singing, and I will honor him with thanksgiving. Let me shout God's name with a praising song. Let me tell his greatness in a prayer of thanks. I want to praise the name of God with a song. I want to praise its greatness with a song of thanksgiving. I will praise the name of God with song and magnify him with thanksgiving. Let's celebrate him this morning. Now remember, let that praise lead you into his presence. Amen.